everybody. How are you? Welcome to Irvine. I myself live in Long Beach, California. Anybody else? You want to live in a town where you can play a game every day called Will My Car Be There Tomorrow? Welcome, my friends. We're about to have a lot of fun here in Orange County. Are you ready to have some fun? Yeah. You too. Come on. Get into it, old people. There's a retirement party going on over there, and they are not happy about my jokes right now. It's okay. We can do anything we want. This is comedy. You can't do anything wrong in comedy. That's what's great about comedy. As long as you have fun, right, sir? Oh, why'd you say like you were scared? Yes, please don't pick on me. Don't sit in the front and then go, how did he find me? I looked down. You were involved in this. You were in this all night, my friend. You are going to be the part of it, my friend. You are the only black guy here tonight, and I am going to get to know you. You are black, right? Because I called you a black guy, and it'd be awkward if you're like, hey, I'm white. You're black and Mexican? Holy shit. So you must be going to school for free. Is there any other Mexicans here? Oh my God. See how easy that was? How can the government not find you people? That is all you have to do is ask. I want to build a wall. What a waste of money that is. Just buy a bus and drive around. Any Mexicans here? Yum, 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 yum. All right, get on. Drive up to Canada. Drop them off. I know a lot of you are confused. Why would you drop them off in Canada? Hello, that would make people not sneak back into America right there. You drop them off in Canada, they show up in t-shirts and it's cold. They're fucked, I tell you, right there. They will not come back to America without blankets and chiclets. What do you do? What's your job, brother?
Hey, bro. What's your job? Hey, bro.
You're a social worker? Nice. What does that mean? You take children away from people?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much? Is that what you said? It's supposed to be a joke, and it came real. Are you with him, ma'am, or is he just taking your children? Don't cry. It's going to be okay. You don't have to be with him. You're crying like you're gonna have to call your father and say, oh, I'm with a black and a Mexican. You two together? Yeah. All right, that's fine. That's your friends. Well, thanks for putting that out there. Such weird times. Everybody's like that. We're not gay. We're just friends. I just want to go to the bathroom that I want to go to the bathroom in. Everybody's all fired up because people are going to the wrong bathrooms. Everybody's all, oh my God, the transgenders are shitting. I don't know what they've been doing for the last 2015 years, but they've started shitting this year. Everybody, what are we gonna do? They're pooping. They're pooping now. People are weird. They're confusing molester with the word transgender. It is completely different, all right? How do I explain this? My hockey coach did not dress up like a woman to molest me. He just molested me. That's all he did, okay? And some of you clapped and other people were offended. That's right. You got that, sir. That's a good joke. And it worked out good for me. I ended up making that hockey team, so it all worked out. That's right. I got a little bit of a handy, and then I got to play center ice. It's okay. Some of you don't know whether to laugh or not. You're like, oh, my God. Was he molested? I don't know if he's molested. We got to get out of here. Oh, my God. You're crying still. I see you're wearing my favorite outfit, ma'am. You're wearing the shorts and high heels. Fantastic. I love that outfit. It says so much. It says, I'm going to the prom, but there could be a barbecue. My God, that is sexy. So smart. What if there's ribs at this event? Get my eating shorts. I'm about to fuck up a buffet. What kind of girls are you looking for there, fellas? What kind of girls do you like?
Like a good sense of humor.
Good sense of humor? All right. Are you trying to sleep with me? Because I was like, what kind of girls you like? I like to laugh. Yum, 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 yum. You like them tall? You like them short? You like them wide? You like them iceberg-like? What's that?
Curvy.
Tall and curvy? All right, I'll put it out there. Any tall and curvy girls? Sorry, buddy. Looks like it's not happening tonight.
Short and skinny.
Oh, just changed his mind. Short and skinny.
Just keep describing girls until it happens.
One eye. Is anybody here with one eye? Tell you what, cross-eyed people are dicks. Because they will not tell you which eye to look in. They will let you struggle for 15 minutes while you try to figure out which one is the dominant one. And they know what you're doing because they brush their teeth in the mirror every morning, so they've seen it before. They know exactly what I'm talking about. Those are the people that should have their own show on the TLC right there. Cross-eyed Life. I'd watch that show, I tell you, right there. You put them in a round room, they gotta find their way out. It'll never happen, though. Never happen. Too many midget shows on the TLC. Yeah. 18 midget shows on the TLC. They only need one. I get their struggle. They can't reach it. I told that joke in Syracuse a couple weeks ago. Some lady snapped. Don't say that word. And I was like, what word? And she said, midget. I was like, well, how come you can say it? And she said, I'm a midget. And I have horrible eyes. And I said, you look normal. She said, I'm on a stool, you motherfucker. That was the night I was punching the dick by a midget. Because once they come running at you, you cannot slow them down. I'll tell you that. They have very powerful buttocks with those little legs. It's an inertia thing. She just come like that. Some of you are laughing. That's bullshit. That didn't happen. That's right. It didn't happen. She actually punched me right here. Had I been a black man, I would have been punched in the dick by a midget. But I'm a white guy. She missed me by this much. Some of you are laughing. Other, we got a big dick too. Nah. No, you don't, white guy. Everybody knows white large is a black medium. Oh, this crowd is interesting as hell. You guys are tight on some of these.
I don't want to get involved in this. I don't even know.
I don't even know what kind of dick you'd have. Black Mexican, I have no idea. I'm guessing. You have Mexican balls with a black dick or... Mexican dick with black balls. You don't know? I don't know. Do we want to see it? This could be a big night for you. People want to see your dick. You're about to find out what you have. That was weird. A bunch of white guys clapped. That was the weird part.
Let's see it. I want to see it.
How rich are you people? Pretty rich, is that what you just said? Yeah, you're pretty good. How do you make your monies?
I drill holes.
You drill holes? Do you have a drill?
A large
drill? We're talking about your cock right now? Because I feel very uncomfortable by the way your eye went up and you looked at me. I'm trying to talk to you about work and you're like, I got a big penis, I don't have to work. Guy with checkers, what do? You feel like you're a nice guy.
I work at in LA.
You work at in LA? Have you been kidnapped? What do you do in Los Angeles?
I'm an intern.
You're an intern?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to be? Why did you point at a different... Don't point at the boss. You're an intern for a reason. You take the bullet for him. Where do you work where they don't give you money? What's that?
Clearing.
A clearing firm? All right, what does a clearing firm do? Holy shit. Is one of your bosses here? I need to talk to him. Teal, are you the boss?
I am the boss.
All right. Here you run a clearing firm. Is it like lawnmowers? Well, it's a clearing firm because the kid that you guys hired for no money has no clue what you do.
Stock firm.
What's that?
Stocks.
Your boss has Tourette's. Stocks. I can see why you didn't want me to talk to that table. How did you become the boss? Stocks. Shots.
I have no idea.
You don't know how you became the boss? Well, you're doing good so far, intern. If you have no clue, it sounds like you might be the boss any day now. Are you single?
No, I'm not. I'm married to her.
To her? Learned her name yet?
Good-looking woman.
You say good-looking woman? Is that just good-looking woman? You guys got kids? What is going on at that table? You guys have enough kids and then you still hired an intern? Make one of your kids work, for Christ's sake. Do you ever get invited to Christmas there, intern?
I'm the kid.
Which one's your favorite child? There's obviously got a favorite because she did this. I'm not playing this game, David. Are you David? Of course, the one that works for free for dad. That's your favorite child, the money maker. Yeah. Will you have any more kids, Mom and Dad?
Just the four.
Shut it down after that. We are not gonna have kids, me and my wife, mostly because she's gorgeous and I look like Shrek. And I know if we have a child, it'd end up being a girl and then get my genes and then I'll have to shave her eyebrow every morning before she goes to school. She'll just come running in, Daddy, is it time? Yes, baby. Vroom. Thank you, Daddy. You guys are fun. Let's get out of here. What do you guys want to do? Want to go to Walmart and beat the shit out of whoever's in there as a group? They'll never see it coming. You lead us, shorts. I'm looking for pants. And then we'll just rush in and start punching the hell out of people. Black guy, you stay in the car, because it's probably going to get blamed on you no matter what. That is bullshit, I tell you. Some of you clap. How long have you been black? Did you not know? You're like, I don't know how long I've been black. I'll quit picking on you. It's been a lot of fun. Talk to you guys next. Are you a couple? Are you married? Or are you going to be like this couple and cry? How long have you been married?
14 years.
14 years? Nice. I've been married for 2. If you need any advice, come to me after the show. Tell you what I've learned so far. Women are dirtier when you date them than when you're married to them. Say, thank you. A couple people laughed. They know exactly what I'm talking about. Other people aren't married. Is that true? Yeah, it's true. As soon as you put a ring on their finger, they got no time to send pictures of the bing bong chicka ding ding ding. Got errands to run. As soon as you put a ring on their finger, got no time. You know what my wife sent me a picture of the other day? Peanut butter in the fridge. With a note saying, did you put the peanut butter in the fridge? There is 2 of us that live together, Lester Holtz. If you cannot figure out who put the peanut butter in the fridge, let me narrow it down for you. Did you put the peanut butter in the fridge? No, because I put the peanut butter in the fridge. That's who put the peanut butter in the fridge. Case solved. Bung, bung. That's right. Some of you know what that noise was. That was a Law and Order case solved noise. Bung, bung. And then my wife said this, and I almost lost my mind. Peanut butter is harder to spread when it is in the fridge. If you can't spread peanut butter, you might want to start lifting some weights, because you are a fucking pussy. Yes, that is what I thought. What I said was, okay. Because I will talk a lot of shit up here tonight, but it does not work at home. I'll tell you that much right now. I tried once, and now I have to walk the dog every day and pick up its crap, and that dog's a dick. Because I'm pretty sure he can count, because he tries to out-shit how many bags I have with me every time. Come on, Lou, get it together. Nobody shits 6 times in a mile.
Old people, what did you do before you came here? Are you deaf?
Yes.
I hope you shit your pants.
Ma'am, how did you meet him? How did you become his lover?
How did I meet him?
Yes, 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 oh, fucking yes.
I met him on the beach.
You met him on the beach?
On the beach.
All right.
65 years ago.
65 years ago. That was different times, right? No, no. I've been doing jokes all night. You guys haven't applauded once. They live. You guys clap. You know how easy it was to meet somebody on a beach 65 years ago? What beach were you on?
Rockaway Beach.
Rockaway Beach. New York, yes, I know. Thank you very much. Somebody yelled out. New York, did you just finally make it out to the West Coast?
No, we live in Florida.
You live in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're visiting.
You're visiting? I know how it works, ma'am, when you live someplace else. Any chance are you staying with children and they sent you out tonight?
No, family.
That's family over there? That's your brother and sister? Brother and sister-in-law. It's probably best that they're not brother and sister. So what kind of car are you guys driving? Cadillac?
Which one?
What's that?
Which one of us?
Which one of you? You're all driving separate cars? Are you serious? Should we warn the CHP right now? Because I've had a conversation with you. I can't imagine all four of you merging at the same fucking time. Sit down, ladies. Doing a big show. God damn it, sit down. How old are you, sister? Oh,
37.
37?
Yes.
How's it going? Everything turning out the way you thought it would?
Perfectly.
Perfectly? Married? You married?
No, not so much.
All right, that was your friend that just heckled you. That was weird. Is everything good? It's great. It's fantastic. Married? No, she isn't. Are you looking for a man?
Yes.
All right, I got four brothers. Guys, she's 37. It's going to be fantastic. She's a little older than you, but there's going to be snacks in the fridge afterwards. Ma'am, have you ever been with a young guy?
My dad's right there.
Okay. I'll take that as a yes. Pretty sure the proper answer would have been no. Not my dad's right there, but if Dave wants to meet me near the bathroom, I'll give him a handy and he can join my hockey team. 37, you still want him? She nodded, yes. This is the biggest night ever, David. God damn it.
I'm a teacher, so I have a little...
What, did you just say I'm a teacher?
Yeah.
I'm a teacher, so I'm used to having crushes on younger men. Oh. What do you teach?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten? What kind of money do you make there, sister? I think the next question is. He said, at teaching.
Yes.
Yes. Where do you make $100,000? Which school?
Newport.
Yeah, that's why I asked. Oh, Newport? Yep, yep, correct. She makes $100,000. She's poor. She probably lives there, lives in a shack, but she makes $100,000. I hear the cost of living is expensive in Newport. Yes, it is. Do you know how expensive fake boobs are? Teacher, you don't have fake boobs, do you?
No, she does.
She does?
I'm teaching kindergarten. I better get some sweet tits. You never know who's gonna be a single father. I better get myself some sweet titties to take to school. David, how you feeling about this now? Oh, man. Can't wait to touch these. They're gonna be... What's that? I'm pretty sure your dad knew you had fake tits. I guarantee you. One day you just came into the house wearing a normal shirt, and then the next time you came in with huge tits. I'm pretty sure your dad wasn't like, well, Cindy really did something over the weekend, didn't she? You should see Dad's face. I don't feel like communicating about this. It's a new law at the house. You only turtlenecks. It's gonna make all the women wear turtlenecks. Who's the girl that keeps finking on you? Our little sister and her real boobies. She's just jealous. She's probably got the cross-eyed ones. What's that?
Hers were naturally beautiful.
Hers were naturally beautiful? You don't think that just made your dad uncomfortable? Oh, I've got fake boobs. My sister has beautiful titties. There's gonna be a weird minivan ride home on... Quit looking at your sister's tits. What's that? Now your mom's talking. Now it's gonna get really interesting. She got them from me. I love this crowd. We should really build a village someplace. We know who the town elders will be. You'll build things with your drilling powers. You'll do shit for free. Dad, you'll be in charge of the money. Stocks, 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 stocks. You'll be the slutty one. Ladies beside the fake tit crew. You seem like a bunch of hippies. Are you hippies?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell by your answer, just all stoned.
Yeah.
What do you ladies do?
Retired.
What did you do before they gave you the gold watch?
I was in law enforcement.
You were in law enforcement? Well, foot's on the other shoe or whatever they say now. It's time for you to answer some fucking questions. Don't even look at me like that. I'm not scared of you. I've been tased in the nuts before. I don't give a shit. Got drunk in Tampa a couple years ago, and boom, right in the ding dong, back a ding ding package. Let's get out of here. What do you guys want to do? Want to go to Whole Foods, pool our money, and buy an apple? This side laugh. They're the poor people. They knew what I was talking about. This side over there. Meow meow. Is it expensive there? We'll have to check the servants' receipts next time they come home. Yeah, it's expensive. $15 a pound for apples is expensive. I don't give a shit where you're from, okay? They charge that much because all the women wear yoga pants when they shop there, and they know men will pay $15 a pound to see a lady strut around a store in a pair of yum-yum ding-a-ding-ding pants. Sometimes I do that joke and people don't know what yoga pants are. Are they for yoga? Yeah, they're for yoga. 2011, a man named Lululemon came up with these pants. For yoga. Not one of you ladies has worn them to goddamn yoga since. Wear them to do everything but yoga. Just because you bent over to Starbucks to tie your shoe does not mean you need yoga pants on, okay? And I'm not the pervert for looking at your butthole because I can see through your pants. Yeah. Maybe you're the pervert for not wearing underwears with your see-through pants. You ever think about that, sister? So why don't you back up? And quit pulling them up. We can see your lips. That's right, somebody had to say something. I'm going from town to town, I'm spreading the gospel. Holy crap, can you ladies not feel that? My God. No wonder it takes you an hour to come. You got no circulation down there. Your pants got your puss in a headlock, girls. It's trying to choke out your clitty. Loosen them up. Even if you aren't laughing, we all know what I'm talking about. We've all seen it. Looks like a sexy little gun sight between a lady's legs. Every time I see a woman in yoga pants, I get a boner and want to shoot a deer. It doesn't make sense. That was a nice noise over there. Some people are just staring at me. Like some sort of Christian fundraiser or something. We were just here to sell cakes for Jesus. We didn't know there was going to be a puss in a headlock. Where are you from over there, that table that looks like you're a family? You can talk to me. I've been on TV. I'm better than you. You know who doesn't laugh at that joke? People in the Midwest never laugh at that joke. They're always like, we've been on TV too. Completely different. You've been on TV because the wind took your house. Just standing in a field. We used to live here. Yeah, used to. You live over there now. Walk to it. There's a reason they put wheels on the bottom of those places, because they're gonna move at some point, okay? You don't buy a house with wheels and be shocked it went someplace. You should be shocked it is still in the same place. That's what you should be shockified by. The brakes is really good on this wheelhouse, isn't it, Daddy? If you're not laughing at the joke, it means you live in a trailer. I'm trying to remember if you put your brakes on your wheelhouse or not. And if you didn't, there's probably a pit bull pulling your trailer down the street right now. Because everybody that owns a trailer owns a pit bull. What the fuck are you guarding? You own a trailer. Nobody's going to steal your bowling trophies. Everything's going to be okay. Buy yourself a wiener dog and feed your family. I look like I'm grown up, but I'm really not grown up. That's the problem. I have a grown body, but I'm still a 12-year-old, so I'll say anything at any time, anywhere, because I'm an idiot and it makes me laugh. You're probably the same way. Yeah, right. We have to get older, but we don't really grow up, right? You're probably the same way. When you see a titty, do you act the same way? When you're 12, you're like, ha 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 ha. The skin's different. And then you have to sit on a chair so nobody notices your boner. What do you do? What's your job? Hold on, I'll talk to him. You seem like you might have a sunburn. Do you have a sunburn? Or... you're just red? Okay, I'm pretty sure that is not on the chart at the doctor. Why are you red? Are you got anger in you? Are you road rage? You got road rage? You're one of those guys that gets mad when it gets cut off? I'm fucking late, and then I'll pull over to the side of the road and want to fight you for half an hour? I thought you were late. How do you have time for this? What do you do? What's your job?
I work for a beer distributor.
You work for a beer distributor? Holy crap. Like you drive a truck?
No, I work in a warehouse.
You work in a warehouse? Distributing beer? To the trucks? Into the trucks? What's that like? You ever get hammered? Is this why you're red? You've been drinking a lot of beers at work? How'd you meet your lady? Did you say, how did we meet? Ma'am, are you okay, or have you been kidnapped? Because that was weird. That should not be the answer.
Hey, how did we meet?
Ma'am, remembers a day you didn't know him, then there was a day you did? What happened? How did you become lovers? I said, how did you become lovers? What's that?
A dating website.
Oh, somebody just made a gross noise at the back. A dating website. Oh! I'm gonna be sick. What date? Your parents are married from a dating website? No. How old are you? I don't think dating websites have been around that long. Maybe a newspaper. Maybe they met through a newspaper. But I'm pretty sure the internet's only been around since 95, so unless you're 12, I'm pretty sure your parents have... Did your parents say they met on a dating website?
Well, my parents got married at 40 and 50.
Your parents got married at 40 and 50? Okay, but I think the big thing is... when did they have you? Because it'd be weird... Oh, it's your step-parents? Okay, that's completely different. Because you made it sound like that Pina Colada song. Like they broke up and then got back together because he liked Walks in the Rain or whatever that song is. Well, that was a good story, ma'am. That was a weird, interesting story. I asked you how you met and you're like, my parents got married on a website.
www.heywhatyoudoinat50.com.
But how you met on a website as well? So your parents are like, hey, we found a man on the website. No, that's not what your parents said. That's a completely different website. That's Craigslist or something like that. That's like, I need a couch and I'm gonna fucking go to a glory hole.